This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from my logs.
March 13th, Friday the 13th, a very special, scary episode of the Abraham Lincoln Logs, which will be identical to every other episode, except that I will be dressed as a werewolf. Well, you know, a werebear. Episode 194. I don't care what the networks say. I'm going to say it. You can't, Terry, you can't overproduce me. This is my show. I started this show. You can't tell me what I can't say. I'm just going to say it. Marijuana is the new Obama. Yeah. Yeah. A bold claim, I know. Imagine how mind-blowing it would be if you were high. Just imagine. Just imagine. And that's only one reason that it should be legal. In fact, this very program would make sense to you. My spurious claims? Smoothed over. All better because of being high. All. It makes sense for the first time. Drugs would make that possible. But yet they're illegal, and here we are on episode 194, and you're scratching your head. Why is he even doing this? His claims don't make sense. His logic does not follow. I know. I know. You go to podcast with the army you have. Hello, this is Abraham Lincoln. Do I need to say president? Everybody knows it's president. You don't give me the stink eye, Terry. You're such a crybaby when you don't get your way. Marijuana is the new Obama. That much everyone agrees on, but what does it mean? What can these words be cajoled to mean with the addition of more words? Let's find out. They both share a distinctive smell. That isn't true. What is true? I remember a day when I was told, "Do you really think America will elect a black president? Get your head out of your A." I'm sorry, I'm talking to Terry. Get your head out of your A, Terry. If you keep up this behavior, I'm sorry. You know what? We'll do this after the show. But in fact, yes, people were saying, "You think there's going to be a black president?" Yes. Grow up. Get real. Never going to happen. It'll never happen. The world just isn't ready yet. I remember that. I think you remember it. And they were right. They were right. You're like, the sad, but, And what ultimately happened was that you believed them, but you just couldn't tolerate it. And you couldn't tolerate it, and so you donated, and you gave of your time, and you hoped against hope. You knew the odds were long, and you took your shot. You did it. You made it happen because you could not accept the alternative. I believe I witness another groundswell happening now with marijuana. Hence, marijuana is the new Obama. You really think that they're going to legalize it? Yeah. Yeah, grow up, hippie. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. But still, at the same time, the logic is irrefutable. The time for change is now. And there is a groundswell. We witness little peeps of support. This is what happened with Obama. People started to talk about Obama. There was a little bit of buzz around him. And it encouraged us. It motivated us to let's give it the old college try. Let's go down swinging. If we're not going to have a black president, let's see how close we can push it. I mean, we might. I mean, it's possible we might have a shot. We're coming out of the Bush era. People are going to vote for a Republican? I mean, the alternative is unthinkable, but nobody's going to vote for a Republican, right? Surely not. Well, now we're saying legalizing it. Yeah, of course it's not going to happen. Maybe 10 years from now. Yeah, but you know, the U.S. has just decided to yield marijuana jurisdiction to the states. Oh, on Obama's change.gov website, the very number one biggest concern that people had was when we're going to legalize. Obama did just appoint a drug czar whose stepson had been arrested, somebody who would be sympathetic to treatment instead of incarceration. Well, my friends, I say we go down swinging. Marijuana is the new Obama. Pass it on. It's a meme that has legs. It's the best idea I have had since I got the idea to put nipples on asses. Think about it. Unfortunately, I did not have the support to carry that through. Nor am I the creator of man. This other thing we could do. Hear me out. Okay, so mainstream support. The Economist runs an article. Legalizing drugs is the least bad alternative. Teetotaling Penn Jillette comes out. Makes a YouTube video. Legalize it. Okay, all right. That's allies in unlikely quarters. Yes, okay. There's the smattering of state support in Connecticut. A poll showed that more than 50% of residents believed that legalizing small amounts of marijuana would be okay. Illinois medical marijuana bill passes House committee without dissent. Iowa senator seeks to legalize medical marijuana. These things are all in the news this week. Of course, week before last, we had San Francisco Assemblyman Tom Emanuano suggesting that California legalize it entirely. Legalize it and tax it. We need the money. That'll come up for a vote in May. May? I think May. It may come for a vote in May. And for the first time, conservatives are going to be put to the question. Drug dealing, you know it's bad. But, rich, elderly California conservatives, would drug dealing still be bad if once the drugs were sold, you got the money? Conservatives are going to have to do a lot of soul-searching. Question. As an elderly California Republican on the subject of bitches and hoes, let me cut you off right there. Although entitled to a share of the drug money, because with that revenue, California will be able to pay your tax return. The image we have as a nation of a pimped out drug dealer flushed with cash will in time dissipate, as the black market which sustains them does. So in that sense, it will, I guess, create job loss for the bitch and hoe sectors. Although, you know, can I get a fact check, Terry? I'm not sure that those aren't unpaid positions. Are bitches interns? Because I know the inverse is true. I'm serious about that, actually. I have been an intern, as have many of us, and those dicks make you build office furniture. You're like a slave without the simple nobility. Here I am off topic again. I guess it must be the fact that it's a full moon on Friday the 13th. I'm changing. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how I plead with you, Do not try to synthesize my viewpoints into your own worldview. Do not. It's too dangerous. Werebear. I've had family members jailed for drug charges where they put nobody else in danger besides themselves. A lot of us have. 1 in 30 Americans is in jail, most of them on drug charges. Grass in particular is less harmful than alcohol. Prohibition is a laughable notion, but yet we tolerate it, putting aside the notion of cognitive liberty, the ability to do what you want with your own body. It's a free country, right? Not that I'm saying that the government has bad ideas or isn't run in a thoughtful, orderly fashion. Who deserves to tell me how to live my life? Nobody's making that claim. Everybody agrees that the American government should be a sort of big daddy figure that doles out punishment arbitrarily for things that happen that affect no one besides me in the privacy of my own home. Nobody is making that claim. Of course it is the government's place. But prison ruins lives. It's costly to enforce. It doesn't work. And on movie night, they show every Nicolas Cage movie except Con Air. That's helping me get better? Thanks. Oh, I've got to find Abraham Lincoln's gold inside the Library of Da Vinci Code. Oh, Christ. Have you seen Ghost Rider? Get angry, people. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the AbrahamLincolnLogs.com every Monday, every Friday, only no longer Mondays and strictly Fridays. wishing you a very good day. Good day!